Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked all about... I won't even say all about. We talked about actuarial science and assurance and insurance all week long.
Yeah. We didn't touch at all on a type of insurance. The type of insurance that I actually have the most experience filing claims and dealing with terrifying possible claim denial in.
Health insurance.
Homeowner's insurance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because most of my health insurance, there have been times that I was like, I thought this was going to be covered more, but like most of that has just been filed on my behalf at the doctor, not something that I've had to personally do.
Yeah.
But I had a very scary homeowner's insurance claim thing many years ago that I had to totally deal with myself. And we didn't talk about homeowner's insurance at all.
No,
that's
a whole other thing. Homeowners insurance, health insurance. I mean, you can insure almost anything at this point.
Right.
But it's, we would still be talking. We would be recording for 17 hours.
Right.
That's a cool podcast for someone else to launch.
Yeah.
But all they do is, I'm sure there's one out there that talks about nothing but insurance.
Something that has come up on the show before that we didn't talk about this week was, I guess we alluded to it when we talked a little bit about COVID, but like medical knowledge that has come about from actuarial science came up when we talked about hypertension and making connections between blood pressure and life expectancy. A lot of that came from actuarial tables.
Yeah. I mean, I it got me thinking when you mentioned it earlier before we were recording about whether or not the rise of the smartwatch has similarly impacted actuarial science. Because, you know, there are those occasional news stories where you'll be like, someone's smartwatch recognized that they had a heart problem before their doctor diagnosed them. And I'm like, are they then adding another finessed layer of information to the whole morass of numbers? But also that gets into a secondary thing of like, how do you know they're all the same accuracy?
I was thinking that gets into a thing of like privacy and data security.
Right. Right. I feel like, so anytime I'm thinking about actuarial science, I'm thinking about the player.
Mm-hmm.
Which most people will know from the movie directed by Robert Altman, starring Tim Robbins, which is spectacular in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I'm thinking about is the book, The Player, which was written by Michael Tolkien.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this, have you ever read that book?
Mm-mm.
I love it. There is a section in the book where the character that is played by Tim Robbins in the movie has had this interaction with his secretary, and it's like a thing where they're just having a call transferred through to him on his phone. And he has this sort of hilarious moment where he's looking at his phone and the many buttons that offer different lines on his phone, and he's thinking about all of the different kinds of scientific and engineering developments that had to get to a point where someone on the other side of the world can call you and you can be connected to them, and there can be sub connections that are done even within your office, and someone transfers that call, blah, 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 blah. And he kind of says, I'm going to misquote it because I didn't look up the exact quote, but he says, I don't know a way to describe all of this without it just coming out as, wow, phones. I'm like, that is exactly how I feel about actuarial science.
Yeah.
So this was, in a way, me trying to sort through that, because I will say, I don't think I could keep all of the factors that go into a simple actuarial computation, certainly in my head, but even on paper, I would have trouble, I think, like,
yeah,
parsing all of it in a way that I was not like, wow, phones. So my hat's off to you if you're an actuary, or if you work in this field in any way.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, it's not great, in my opinion, that so much of this is just like, it's rooted in capitalism and companies wanting to make a profit, right?
Right.
But at the same time, like, people need a way to be able to pay for their burials.
Right.
And might, because that's really expensive. and people might be able to pay an insurance premium, but not be able to, like, save up the amount of money that it requires in the United States. Same thing with, making sure people's family members are not left destitute when someone dies. Like, all of this, I sort of like to envision a society where none of these are things that that companies are making money off of doing, but that would be an entire revisioning of how our entire society works.
Yeah.
This also, I kept thinking about the very, very brief and very early appearance of insurance in Terry Pratchett's Discworld books.
I'm trying to remember.
Right. So unless I am misremembering, because there are books that are sort of about, like, you know, when the Klax system, which was sort of the early version of a telephone and telegraph system, is like invented in Ankh-Morpork. It's like there's whole books that sort of explore, you know, that, the post office, things like that. And I don't think there's a book that's specifically like insurance, but at the very, very, very beginning of that series, Twoflower, a tourist, and also, if I'm remembering correctly, an insurance agent. And this is like a sort of a side part of one of the earliest books of that series. But I kept thinking about it because they say it in sewer ants. In sewer ants is how they say it. and it's, I don't know. I just kept thinking about it every time the word insurance came up in this episode.
We could re-record the whole thing and say insurance every the whole time. Just see how many people lose their minds and get really frustrated with this. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
One of the kinds of insurance that we did not talk about, which fascinates me utterly, was popular in, I think, the 18th and early 19th century, which was called leases for lives. And basically, at that point, I was thinking, like, why would this even be a thing? And then I realized, like, because your home was the most important thing at that point in terms of your financial stability. And basically, like, a person could pay a lump sum to lease a piece of land and a home, and it would mean that they could keep that the rest of their life. Okay. And in a lot of those policies, it also meant that, like, the next two generations of their family could. So they were like, it was a form of insurance so that their family would always have a place to live. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is fascinating.
So when was this again?
I think this was mostly in the, I don't have this noted anywhere handy, like late 17th through 18th and early 19th century, maybe.
It reminds me a little bit of something that we talked about in the Rebecca Riots episode about how people living in rural Wales were mostly tenant farmers. And for centuries, like, their lease had generally been a whole lifetime.
Right.
And so that's, I wonder if that's connected to.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a wild thing to consider. I told you we would mention a thing about the eccentric Edwin Roe Morse.
Oh, right. Yes.
Because we talked about how there is a theory that he just plucked actuary as like a, that's an interesting word from history. I'll use that. Here's another story that I read about him that kind of illustrates what a marvelously odd duck he may have been, even though a lot of people said he was really obstinate and kind of a pain in the neck. He had a daughter who, for a lot of her early life, he would only speak to in Latin.
Okay.
That's kind of all I know about it. I don't know if she continued to use Latin throughout her life. I don't know if she was like, Dad, will you please just speak English to me? I don't know. It's an odd experiment to do, and it does show how eccentric he really was.
Well, and I know of some people who have wanted to raise their children to be bilingual.
Yes.
Or more.
Oh, for sure.
And like,
which is great.
One parent was fluent in a language, and like, that parent has spoken that language with the kids exclusively, mm-hmm, or nearly exclusively. But, you know, Latin is not something most people are just conversing,
chatting in. Right. Dead language.
In their daily life.
So even if she knew Latin, learned Latin to the point where she could speak it, mm-hmm, she could probably only speak to him and a couple other people at that point.
Yeah.
Like, it's an odd limiter. Again, fascinating. I mean, I know people that, wasn't it, I think Shonda Rhimes said in an interview that she only let her kids watch Netflix with the French dubs on.
Wow.
But I could be misremembering, so don't anybody get mad at me if that's wrong, but I swear I saw that somewhere. And I have known other parents who have done similar things where they're like this, but it's usually much more granular. Like this one cartoon we only watch in Spanish or whatever.
Sure.
Because they know their kid loves that cartoon and like they'll rewatch it over and over and it'll be a good learning thing. But listen, I was fairly multilingual when I was tiny. I lost most of it. I wish I had maintained it.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm still like on Duolingo going, I don't remember if that's a masculine or feminine noun. Here's another interesting thing.
Okay.
This is a personally interesting thing, but also just delighted me because there's a name of a place that is delightful. So,
okay.
When I was in London in April for Star Wars Celebration, and we went a little early so we could kick around and celebrate my husband's birthday. One of our friends who lives just outside the city had recommended this particular pub to us, and the name delighted me. And then when I was doing this research, I found out that the Amicable Society for a Perpetual Assurance Office, if you wanted to become a member, you had to go to this same place to inquire. And the name of that pub is the Cheshire Cheese.
Okay.
And it still exists. Although my understanding is that the pub has moved a couple times, but I wish I had known. It's there in Fleet Street. And I wish I had known when I was in London that I was at the place where you could join one of the earliest assurance society.
That's a great name for a pub.
It is a great name for a pub. I feel like I need to go back to London anyway, because that was the first time I had been in many decades.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the first time I had been as what I would categorize as a more or less functional adult. And I just felt like I didn't have enough time. And we did stuff, but I feel like we couldn't ever have done enough stuff. And then when it was time to like prep for the convention I was there for, I had some kind of worky engagements that I had to be preparing for, so I couldn't be running around as much. And now I'm like, I should have added another week to that trip so I could just go visit all of the fabulous historical pubs.
Yeah.
A historical pub crawl sounds great to me. And the good thing about London is that they're everywhere still. You could take up days doing nothing but that.
Mm-hmm.
They might get tired of your American obnoxious pub crawl, but maybe. We hope not. We try to be respectful. Yeah. Wow. Phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope other people find this stuff as fascinating as I do, because it is, to me, super interesting to consider where the things we just take for granted and as part of our everyday necessities. Like, oh, I got to deal with insurance. Well, yes, but someone had to come up with it.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me. Hopefully to others as well. I hope you don't have to deal with yucky insurance stuff this weekend and that you have some time off.
Having had some really yucky insurance stuff in my life, man, I hope that's not falling anybody right now.
No, I hope it befalls nobody ever, but I know that's not a hope
that
can be fulfilled.
It's not the world we live in, unfortunately.
No. But I do hope whatever is going on with your weekend goes as smoothly as possible and you get some fun in, whether you are booked up with obligations or work, or if you have some time to yourself. I just hope you get some fun and delight, because we all need more of it. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic episode, and then on Monday, we'll have something brand new.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.